This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Call in and talk about whatever you want here. That's what we do here on this live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. All the editions of Free Talk Live. It's free, called Free Talk Live for a reason. It's Mark with you.
And it's Daryl.
That's right. You can call in and talk about what you want. The number is 855-450-3733, or you can use the Discord chat at discord.freetalklive.com. You'll have to download the app in order to do it. It probably works best on your phone, but it'll increase the quality of the call dramatically. Let's go right to the calls. We got Matthew calling in from Louisiana. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
So I thought of something funny yesterday while watching Japanese monster movies.
If Japanese Godzilla monster movies?
Yes. If Godzilla is the solution to your problems, you have a real problem.
You have a real problem.
Hold on, is Godzilla ever the solution in any of those movies?
I'm beginning to think that Washington, D.C., Godzilla is a solution, yes.
Might be, yes, he might be. Well, actually, if you see Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla, yes, Godzilla is the solution. But I...
Godzilla meets Bambi is still my favorite all-time Godzilla movie.
I don't think that's a regional Toho production. I'm just saying.
Probably not.
But, it's probably not canon, but it's only like 35 seconds long.
Oh, well, there you go. Favorite, you like them short and sweet. Okay. The, what y'all were talking about in the beginning with, people jumping to conclusions. I have a Jeep Cherokee.
All right.
I've already jumped to a conclusion about you. All right.
It has an AMC six-cylinder engine in it that takes a long time to warm up.
Okay.
All right.
I used to like to do my warm-ups by rolling down the street slowly with the engine idling and just picking up the car as it goes. This panicked the parents of the little children who were waiting for the school bus while they waited in their Humvees with the 50 cals on the ring mounts. They were afraid I was an evil child snatcher. Now, I don't know if you've ever owned a Jeep Cherokee.
I have a friend who did.
They're tiny on the inside. You could not stuff somebody who was trying to resist you into a Jeep Cherokee unless you were unbelievably strong. At which point, once they're in there, you try to jump in and drive the Jeep off, they're killing you.
If you're worried about leaving your kid at a bus stop, you probably shouldn't leave your kid at a bus stop.
You probably shouldn't let your kid take the bus.
You probably shouldn't send your kid to government school. Worse things
are
likely to happen there than the bus stop.
I agree. But nonetheless, they called the fuzz, and I told the officer, the JPSO, what I was doing. And he bust out laughing. He was like, oh, my God, I don't believe the people called in on this. He's like, all right, I'll be sure to tell them that you're not a threat. And I'm like, yeah, I can understand why they're so panicked, because the news media makes every parent of a child convinced that pedophiles are cruising the streets looking to snatch your kids up. And Fox News Radio has hired Nancy Grace. Oh, yeah, that's great. The woman who sees a pedophile behind every bush.
I guess it's just a function of modern society. I remember it was probably 2 years ago. My wife and I were dropping a friend off in Connecticut on our way back to New Hampshire from Florida. And my son had been a long car ride. And I told him, quite literally, get out, run around, and make noise. Because he was getting very, very antsy. So he just, there's a little cul-de-sac, and he was running in circles around the cul-de-sac yelling. And this would, in an adult, be very strange behavior.
Yes.
But I kind of feel like for an 8-year-old, this is normal behavior. This woman comes out of her house and begins to chase him down to find out who's chasing him so that she can save him. Now, he comes running to me and hides his face behind my midsection, my flank, and then the woman's apologizing to me because she scared him. Now she wants to apologize to him for scaring him. Maybe you should just stay in your house, lady.
Now, hold on. Let me say that if I saw that kind of behavior,
yeah,
I would probably, you know, like, pop outside. Is everything okay?
Perhaps,
but I wouldn't start
idea.
Chasing a kid.
You can project your voice better than she can.
Right. So. I could make sure that the person two blocks over heard me if I wanted to.
You certainly have that advantage. So,
there's one last thing I'd like to get to before y'all dispense with me, which I can understand because I can be a bore. Have you heard of something called the reports by The Guardian and the several U.S. newspapers, and it was funded by shadowy groups, the Alternative Influencers Network on YouTube?
I have heard the name. I don't know anything else.
Never heard of it.
Well, if you go to Sargon of Akkad's YouTube channel, you will see all about it. And what these people are scared of is like, really? That's weird. And then one last thing is, have you heard anything about the latest videos dropped by Project Veritas?
No.
Okay.
Project Veritas is that, what's the kid's name? He's very, very controversial.
James O'Keefe. Yes, he's no longer a kid, and he now is doing more serious journalism than he was earlier.
Okay.
But if you watch these videos, you're like, wow, this just kind of confirms everything I always thought about government. It's amazing.
So what's the point of the video?
What's confirming about government that I already thought?
Well, basically that these people are corrupt and they don't care who we elect as president or senator or congressman. They're going to pursue their own agenda.
Is this the deep state that we've heard about?
Yes, this is. Yeah. It's the bottom of the deep state. It is the lower levels of the deep state.
So is that the weaker or the stronger parts of the deep state? I don't know what lower level means.
Well, it's basically we're talking about GS3s and GS2s and GS1.
Those are, I have no clue what those are.
A GS is a government pay scale, so a GS two and three don't make much.
Okay.
Right.
Got it.
We're talking about the bottom dwellers. We're obviously, you would have to be embedded for quite a while before they would let you start to talk to people at the GS4 and higher level.
Okay. See, the map that I was drawing in my mind, because you were talking about the deep state, I'm imagining like a tunnel going down, and the further down in the tunnel you were, the deeper you were. So when you said like GS1, 2, and then, oh, that's the, you know, like lowest rank, then they would be like the closer to the surface?
Yeah, I guess you could say that more like an inverted pyramid. I could see that, yeah.
Yeah. No, because it's the deep state, so it would go down into the ground, and the deepest, darkest depths of whatever would be, you know, like the shadowy figures.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me that government bureaucrats at any level, whether it's, the GS1, 2s, and 3s versus the, you know, 7, 8s, and 9s, that they have their own agendas, and that's pretty clear. Their agendas are going to include protecting their job, protecting government bureaucracy, basically preventing the, whatever Trump thinks that the drain the swamp means, preventing that from happening because they're the swamp.
They're the alligators in the swamp.
Yeah. Once the bureaucracy is created, it's very difficult to get rid of. Basically, you need a war to get rid of them.
Right. And these hiring freezes, it's just saying, oh, yeah, once Susie in accounting retires, we're not hiring anybody to fill in for her.
Yeah.
We're just, you know, shifting around her work, but we've still got to make sure that, you know, somebody works at the DMV and somebody works over in this paper pushing thing.
Yeah, don't expect the government to get efficient just because Trump was in there.
You can't fire government workers. They have civil service protection.
Oh, I said nothing about firing. I said you just don't hire somebody to replace somebody that quit.
that's about the only
That's the hiring freeze.
They got to die. Ciao. Thanks for the call, Matthew. 855-450-3733. I want to look into this, these Kavanaugh accusations that have just come out here. 33 minutes ago, this New Yorker article had come out. That's probably about closer to 45 now. 855-453.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform and generate income from them. This will allow Horizon to bring thousands of real-life services to the community, services that provide freedom, utility, and privacy. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community, Horizen.global.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
Number's 855-450-3733. There's a new accuser in the Kavanaugh, appointment situation. And we're going to get to that here on Free Talk Live. But we're also going to get to your calls first, because that's what we do. I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. SaveItPurse.com is an interface between you, other people, and Amazon. It allows you to, since 2014, they've had more than 200,000 users, save an average of 15% for a combined $4 million in savings using Bitcoin. And now you can use Bitcoin Cash, that's BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 and 33% on things that you were going to buy anyway at Amazon, and they got pretty much everything. So when you can save 25%, I'm just pulling a number out of the air, and you can save 25% using SaveItPurse.com.
I've done it.
That's a big raise that you're giving yourself on things you buy day to day. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. Save at Purse.com. That's Save, A-T, Purse.com. Brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Check out their YouTube channel. They do a great weekly Bitcoin.com news piece. Katie in Missouri. Katie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm not sure why I'm actually bothering with this call. I am a government worker, and okay. I'm sitting here working tonight.
Thank you for your service. What are you doing?
I'm just taking care of some paperwork because I'm not going to have time during the week. And, you know, the caller who said that government workers cannot be fired, that is not true.
Are you a U.S. government worker?
What's that?
Are you a U.S. government worker?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Because it's not true that you can't be fired, but would you agree that it's much more difficult to fire a government bureaucrat, specifically a U.S. government bureaucrat, than anybody else?
Well, I can't really compare. It has to be documented properly. I know there are a lot of people out there working within the government who are a waste of air, much less a waste of their salaries. And, you know, unfortunately, that's been allowed to continue for a lot of years. But, you know, you can't slam all government workers. I've got coworkers that
I hope it wouldn't come that way. Let me tell you a story real quick. My wife worked for the state of Florida, and she worked for the vocational rehabilitation. And her boss was very, very careful about who she hired, because her boss was under the impression that she would have a very difficult time firing them, whomever they were. And once I tell you the story, you might agree. That was true. So my wife goes in. We're going to move from Florida to New Hampshire. She's got to quit. She's going to quit in about September. By the time she's done, she's finished her full year's worth of work, and she's got extra cases that the boss then distributes to the other employees who are behind and may not make their annual goal. So, you know, some people are out there pulling significantly more weight, my presumption is, than the rest of the office. And I would guess that's because the rest of the office realizes they don't have to.
Well, that's probably very true.
Yeah. I'm sorry that you're the one that has to do it, Katie.
Well, no. I mean, all of my coworkers are doing the same thing, I'm sure. So, but it's true, yes, there are a lot of them that are, you know, wasting money and time, coasting, that kind of thing. But, you know, there's still a lot of us that pull our weight and theirs.
How long you been there, Katie? I don't want to ask you where it is. I'm not going to get you in trouble or anything like that. But how long you been there? 15 years.
About 15 years. Yeah.
Man, and you're still not jaded.
No, I still believe in the cause. I believe in our mission. So, yep.
Good for you. Thanks for the call, Katie. I love the idea that somebody's out there, you know, that there's somebody, you know, burning the midnight oil, working in the government office, trying to make things work where they are, knowing that, you know, in many cases they're not going to get any backing from their fellow employees. That's how group projects tend to work.
Right.
Right.
Like, yeah. Well, what's the 80-20 rule?
It's like that.
That 80% of the work is done by 20% of the people. I remember one time, and you know, this isn't from any of the handful of times when I did work for some government somewhere, but when I used to work for an airline, one time, boss asked me, Daryl, can you do this? Daryl, can you do that? And I just got fed up.
Yeah.
And I said, John, there's 10 MFers sitting in the break room not doing anything. Go ask one of them to do it. He said, they're not going to do it. You will. You'll yell at me. You'll get upset. But you'll actually do what needs done.
Yeah.
All right. F you. And then I went and did whatever he wanted. You know, but we had that sort of, you know, relationship to where I could tell the guy to F off, but he knew that I would do what he asked me to do.
Yeah. I mean, it's really difficult position to be put in, you know, in that circumstance, which you're going to do your job,
right,
and other people aren't. And if you want a productive organization, if you want an organization that is going to be operating somewhere near efficiency, you got to kind of cull the bottom. In my opinion, you should be culling the bottom 10% every year. Your 10%, the 10% of your workforce that is least productive needs to be set free to go work where they can be more productive. Because there's something they're going to do well, some things they're going to do poorly, and that's true for everybody.
Well, several of the coworkers that I had, and I use the term coworker very loosely here, when I worked for the airline, they put in way more effort avoiding work than if they would have just done the job they were hired to do.
That's what my uncle said about the Air Force, is it almost ruined them for real work. And I've said that over and over on the air, and people tend to agree with me. I don't want to take the wind out of the sails of good people like Katie, who are out there working hard, burning the midnight oil, and getting the job done. Because, I mean, talk about thankless. Pushing papers around and all that stuff. It's tough.
But
it has to be done.
We didn't ask what department.
I don't want to get it. I didn't want to get too close.
Right. So, you know, before you, I'm just going to say
paperwork.
Right. But before you start thanking someone for doing paperwork, she might be working in a prosecutor's office, filing paperwork on people that had, you know, just like small amounts of cannabis driving across state lines.
I hear what you're saying. I do have an appreciation for people doing their job, even if their jobs suck. Right. You know, if you took the job up. And she said she believed in the cause, so I'm presuming she's not shoving people onto the train cars, right? You know, whatever that you know, bureaucratic job might be. But maybe she is. I don't know.
No, there are some people that are prosecutors because they believe that everybody's a criminal and needs to go to jail.
There are some jobs the government does that, I believe that some people need to go to jail, mostly because they're a danger to society, but... you know, I suppose that there are some people that just aren't going to figure it out from any other form of punishment. But anyway, the government has taken over many tasks that are productive. They just create inefficiencies in the process.
Yes.
In many cases, because you can't fire the bureaucrats.
Or it's very difficult.
Yeah. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
And honestly, the best character, unless she can prove otherwise, and we're going to give her her chance to do that.
President Trump backing his Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, during an interview with WTAM Radio in Cleveland, the president says his accuser, Christine Ford, should be heard, but that he still has confidence in Kavanaugh to serve on the high court.
Top of the line education, the best student, no matter where he went. And I also want to hear what's going to be said during the week. week.
Ford claims she was sexually assaulted by Kavanaugh 36 years ago at a party in Maryland. After much back and forth, she's now scheduled to testify on Capitol Hill Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern. Kavanaugh denies her allegation.
I want her to have her voice. Let her have her voice. Let her say whatever she has to say. Let him say what he has to say. And at the end, the senators will make a choice.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. It's a live Sunday edition. You could call in and talk about whatever's on your mind here. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
And we are going to go to the phones. We've got Gene the Christian Anarchist calling in on the Discord chat. Now listen to how good this audio sounds here on this live edition of Free Talk Live. Gene, can you hear me? Aren't you clever?
Very yeah, clever.
Sounds pretty good when there's no static, I guess. Yeah, I wanted to talk about all of this crazy sex hang-up talk that's going around on everything, it seems like. There's now this thing against Cody Wilson, and, of course, all of this nonsense with Kavanaugh. And people want to think, for some reason, I guess this is the liberal agenda. They want to believe that women always tell the truth about sex. I don't know what universe they live in, but I've learned from my years of experience on this planet that women do not always tell the truth about sex.
Well, I mean, if humans tell lies and women are humans, then, and men are humans, then we can presume that 50% of the lies that are told will be female and 50% of the lies told are male, right? I mean, why is it that, this all comes down to despising male sexuality and elating upon female sexuality, to my mind.
That's true. And even children lie. And this is another thing that, it's so politically incorrect to think that women or children might lie, but it happens, and it's happened many times, and many people have been hurt through those lies. But today, if you question a woman or a child, honesty, they make you sound like you're Hitler, for Pete's sake. It's absurd, because obviously children and women lie, just like men lie. So the bottom line is to try and get to the truth. And I use a 90-10 rule whenever I hear anything in the paper or on the internet or any kind of media, any source, even science, you know. My 90-10 rule is, I think 90% of it is false and 10% of it is true. So then I have to sift through that information and try and determine which is the 10% that's true.
I guess I don't have to sift through it, because my opinion on Brett Kavanaugh really isn't going to make much of a difference, right? Like, if I think that he's guilty or think he's innocent, it's probably not going to change the fact that he's very likely to be, you know, put through, nominated here in the very near future. But I think what you're talking about, sort of, you know, people's filters and what's true and what's not. I've got pulled up here in front of me the McMillan preschool, McMartin preschool incident. Do you remember this one, Christian Anarchist?
Yeah, what a bunch of nonsense.
This was back in the 1980s in California, where the case was that the first daycare abuse case to receive major media attention in the United States. The case centered upon the McMartin Preschool in Manhattan Beach, California, where 7 teachers were accused of kidnapping children, flying them in a plane to another location, and forcing them to engage in group sex, as well as forcing them to watch animals be tortured and killed. And I think there was some incident where they were like cooking kids, and they were claiming that they were cooking kids and eating them and all kinds of crazy stuff. Like, the accusations were outlandish and kept getting worse. Like, these things would happen in the basement. There was no basement. All kinds of crazy things were being,
they just want you to believe that there wasn't a basement.
So this makes me want to read a little bit about this from this this most recent accusation against Kavanaugh. The New Yorker contacted Ramirez, that's the lady who's making the accusations, after learning of her possible involvement in an incident involving Kavanaugh. This is good investigative journalism. Excellent stuff, work by the New Yorker. The allegation was conveyed to the Democratic senators by a civil rights lawyer. For Ramirez, the sudden attention has been unwelcome and prompted difficult choices. She was at first hesitant to speak publicly, partly because her memories contained gaps, because she had been drinking at the time of the alleged incident.
Also was 20-some-odd years ago?
Yeah. Well, this is the freshman year of college, so it's not much more than the high school incident that had previously gone on. In her initial conversations with the New Yorker, she was reluctant to characterize Kavanaugh's role in the alleged incident with certainty. After 6 days of carefully assessing her memories and consulting with her attorney, Ramirez said that she felt confident enough of her recollections to say that she remembered Kavanaugh had exposed himself at a drunken dormitory party. To me, that's not the way memory works.
Right. This is called implanted memories, and it's a common occurrence, especially with children. People will try and convince them that something happened, and by golly, they're going to get up on that stand, and they're going to swear 100% this happened, that happened, and none of it happened. It's like that daycare thing where they said there were tunnels underneath the buildings. There were no tunnels there. It was just nonsense.
Yeah, and
so many of the patriots fall for this. You know, these people that call themselves patriots, the Alex Jones crowd, whatever. They just suck this stuff up and start spitting it out like it's true.
Right, and I've listened to enough of the Wrongful Conviction podcast to wind up, you know, seeing this sort of thing be a recurring theme, and they refer to it, I believe, as like reconstructed memories, to where you remember bits and pieces, and then somebody that, you know, like they might have a suspect in mind, they're like, all right, so did he look like this? And if you're not entirely positive and somebody else is, you know, sort of making suggestions to you, then your memory is then going to form to what you're being suggested that it could have been. And then you wind up wrongfully identifying somebody and saying with 100% certainty that somebody was at a place that there's DNA evidence and other physical evidence to show that they weren't even in the same county. at the time the thing happened.
It happens. Christian
and this is not a new thing. It's happened for thousands. It's happened ever since politics has raised its ugly head on this planet. But always somebody will paint the other side, whoever the other side is, as some kind of horrible monster. Well, currently, the most horrible monster we can paint anybody as is a sex crime person. So nowadays they're using all this propaganda to throw sex crime on anybody they want to paint dirty. And it's a
convenient allegation because the proof is there's no evidence in the crime. There would be no evidence in the crime. In this case, she's saying she was he exposed himself to her, and that
there's not going to be evidence.
There would be witness testimony. But that's it from 20-something years ago, and that's about it. So you would think that some of these witnesses would come out and say, oh, yeah, I saw this happen. Not that it happened to me, but that they saw it happen. But we'll see. We will see. Thanks for the call, Gene. Appreciate it.
So I got curious and decided to pull up a list of unsuccessful nominations to the Supreme Court.
Can't be very many in the last 30 years or so.
In the last 30 years... Two
unsuccessful? Okay.
Harriet Myers.
Okay.
During the George W. Bush administration was withdrawn, and there was never a Senate vote.
Was the first George W. Bush or the second one?
The first Bush was George H.W. Bush.
Okay. All right.
The second one was George W. 2005.
Employed somebody who was an illegal alien as a housekeeper?
I don't know, okay. But she was withdrawn before there was a Senate vote. And then the other was Obama in 2016. Remember that thing where the Republicans swore up and down that we just can't vote on Supreme Court people during election years because it's just never happened?
Biden rule?
I don't know if it was the Biden rule. I thought it was something that the Republicans came up with because they didn't want to vote, and they just never voted, and so he failed because they never voted.
I heard it was one of these agreements in the Senate. The Senate's full of agreements. You never know.
Yeah.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activate nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Home.
homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can call in here in the final segment of Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Want to tell you about Blink Home Security. Daryl, we've got one here at the studio. I've got one at my house. And these are great systems. Basically, you got a camera. It's got an LED, very bright LED light on it. Something moves in front of it during the times that you set. You can set it different times. Something moves in front of that camera. You get right on your phone a notification that and some video. So you know what's going on at your house within seconds of moving. Usually like 1 second is pretty much how long it takes for my phone to let me know that I have walked out in front of one of these cameras in the middle of the night. But you can set these things up the way you want. It takes about 10 minutes to set it up. It's great. You've got the live feed option, lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime from anywhere. I've popped into my cameras at my house and seen the cat just to see what she's doing.
Meow.
Yep, just see what she's doing. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra $15 off. It is a great
15%.
Deal. 15%. I'm sorry, 15% off. It's more than $15. As a matter of fact, it's a great deal comparative to the other options out there. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company, by the way. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Let's go to Robin calling in from South Carolina. Robin, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Good evening. 3 things, actually.
One, Robin?
Yes. Are you there?
Yes, I am. What's on your mind?
Okay, great. 3 things. One, I think throughout history, every time there's been need there in any area of anyone's life, there have been other people to answer that need with opportunity or see. There have been other people who have seen someone else's need as their own opportunity. And
sure.
I mean, you need sit back and listen. Listen to people that you rely on. Listen to people that you trust and try to listen with an open mind, particularly, let's say, news coverage or a religious service, and see, draw the line in your own mind between what is information and what is indoctrination, you know? And unfortunately, it creeps into just about every institution because we have allowed the institutions of our society to turn into industries. That's one thing.
Everything is about the money, right? You follow the money.
Sadly. Mr. Trump came in with the message of draining the swamp. I believe he has shot himself in the foot. He put together a team of people that seem to think that they deserve his position. You know, I mean, when you have a cabinet secretary who who actually says to someone who's trying to help them decorate their office that the budget is not enough to pay for a seat he would put it behind him, that's all you need to send packing. Who the hell's supposed to be on a government in a government position, allegedly there to help us, all of us? We pay a salary, and he wants to sit on a throne? What's up
with that?
Doesn't
make much sense, yeah.
Trump needs to lose. He needs to lose these people. He unfortunately...
Hasn't he lost a lot of them, though? I mean, isn't that just going to throw him into that much more turmoil?
You know what? I think that all the vetting that they did, narrowing down choices of people to present opportunities for to get in these positions, there are some number two and number three people who are, you know, chomping at the bit right now going, damn, I wish I was in there. God, I wish he'd call, you know? And
yeah.
And frankly, I bet you if he doubled back, he could find good people. Because some of the ones, unfortunately, that he chose obviously have no loyalty. All these leaks and the other things. You know, I'll be honest, I did not vote for him. But wait a minute, I did not vote for Hillary Clinton either. I voted for a third-party candidate.
Which one?
Constitution Party. Daryl Castle. And frankly, I would have loved to have seen, I'm sure you'll love the play on words here, I would have loved to have seen a Trump Castle ticket, right? But he was somewhere between, somewhere between a moderate Republican and in some ways a libertarian, but he was definitely committed to the idea of ending the Federal Reserve, which I think is necessary. Now, the last thing I want to say to you is I'm glad you brought up the McMartin case. That is what I've been thinking of since all this foolishness has started. When I say foolishness, God forbid, please let me double back and be very clear. I'm not meaning to dismiss anybody's claims. I don't know the truth of anything anyone's saying. I don't know any of those people. I don't know any of their circumstances. It's just the bombardment. It's just enough to make you vomit. And it's sad, it's sick, it's twisted. But again, it's also in every institution. Damn it, it's in the churches too. And, you know, there are the sad thing, the worst thing in the world to me is that, yeah, there's some people who unfortunately go after people they simply don't like. And they will say the worst thing they can possibly think of or put other people up to it just to hurt people. You know, that person,
right.
Just to smear them, just to damage them. And
there are those that would sacrifice anything to prevent this nominee from going through. They'd sacrifice anything they could.
You know, Kavanaugh's not the only one. It happens in every facet of life. There are truth tellers and there are liars. There are, and you know, I don't like the fact that these folks name that thing a Me Too movement, because the whole thing of Me Too, it makes me think of the people who are insincere and to jump on a bandwagon, you know, and that just makes my skin crawl. My prayer, my fervent prayer is that whoever the hell is coming forward and saying things about anybody in any situation, I hope it's true. I sincerely hope it's true for this reason. I think that the opposite. I think that if they're lying, damn it, if they're making up things and they're saying these vicious, ugly, disgusting, soul-killing things about people, and they're not true, they're not going to benefit anybody. In fact, it's going to spiritually damage everyone, including the American public, because we do not need, you know, nastiness. This kind of, I mean, it just goes to a different level. It takes it to a whole new bottom. It just takes everything. It takes just the American mindset to a whole nother level of just, there. You know, it's as though we know no limit.
if these accusations are true, the difficulty with them, even if they are true, the difficulty with it is that there's never going to be any proof. I mean, I suppose that somebody could claim that they were there or whatever. In the second accusation, there were supposedly people in the room. In the first one, basically, it was, three folks in the room, and there's no real way to... There's just not going to be any evidence. So an accusation without evidence is difficult to believe, period.
Well, and even when you have alleged witnesses, you know?
Yeah.
Again, what's their angle? In one situation, I mean, God, this, I don't want to focus on any particular accusations or any particular situation that's out there. There's so many across the board. There's so much stuff that's just, it's just like every damn day we're just being, it's just like a dam break or something. There's all this stuff, and it's so nasty, and it's so awful, and it's just so, like I said, it just feels spiritually contaminating, and you're just like vomiting. I mean, it's the most dreadful thing. Again, my prayer is that if someone's going to say something, then damn it, I hope it's true, because if not, that is just the heralding. That is just the confirmation that we know no limits in this country.
I think she's right. Let's go to Discord. David from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. David in New Mexico. Can you hear me? David going once. Must have his microphone.
Are you in the room?
Yeah, I'm in the room. Microphone's unmuted. He's probably got his microphone muted somehow. I don't want to tell you. With this Kavanaugh thing, I don't really have a horse in this race. If Kavanaugh gets kicked out of there, then somebody else is going to come along and fill his spot. Somebody who's there's another few dozen people waiting who are just like Brett Kavanaugh to fill this spot. I don't want anybody to be accused of something they didn't do.
Right.
I don't, if this is something that he is guilty of, well, I mean, it happened in high school, and that's a long time ago. I'd like to know that he was sorry for whatever occurred. If everybody's held to account for everything they did from the time that they're, you threw some blocks at some kid when you were four.
Throwing a block at somebody when you're four and sexually assaulting somebody, not exactly the same thing.
Not the same thing, but sexual assault is in the eye of the victim. I mean, this is basically involuntary wrestling. Free Talk Live, 855-4... Oh, I'm giving them...
FreeTalkLive.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.